Ray Foley.
That's me.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
Here we go.
Let's radio your face. Let's radio your ears, actually. Let's focus more on the ears, on the lug holes, on the aural experience of entertaining?
I do everything I can. Do you know what I mean?
They showed me how to push the buttons. They showed me how to hit play on the play-out machine. They gave me my own set of headphones and all the little furry things. Spotfuls that go on the microphone. So, therefore, I'm here to do some radio for you.
Flip, flap, flooba dooba blop, a flooba dooba beep, oh flop. Flip, flap, flooba dooba blop, a flooba dooba blap, oh flip. Flip, flip, flap, flooba dooba blop, flooba dooba beep, oh flop. Flip, flap, flooba dooba blop, flooba dooba blap, oh flip. Stiller, stiller, stiller.
Do you like it?
I think so. It's grown on me.
It's called Flip Flop Flick a Block Blop.
Is it?
Flip Flop Flooba Dooba Blop A Flooba Dooba Beep Oh Flop.
Come on, sing along, JP.
Flip Flop Flick a Block Blop Flick a Block Flop 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 Flip Flop Flooba Dooba Blop A Flooba Dooba Blop Oh Flip.
His name is Sigurd Barrett and it's called a Flip Flop Song.
Flip Flop Flooba Dooba Blop A Flick a Block Blop Flop Flop Flip Flop Flick a Block Blop A Flick a Block Blop Flop Flop Flop.
Oh, soft launch day 198.
Today FM.
Cash machine.
Let's go. Oh. 199, Ray.
199.
Today, 199.
On the cusp of 200 fine shows.
And they haven't even given us an email address yet. Do you know, when they give us an email address, I bet we'll have a show then. There's me listing off all of the things that make me a radio DJ. Yeah, they showed me how to hit play. They gave me a set of headphones and the furry thing for the microphone. So now I'm a DJ, my mate. Okay, yesterday, it was a Vida, her name was, in Betty's Town.
Yep.
Let me take you dancing from Jason Derulio's. FM playing the music you love. All right, good afternoon. Hello there. Oh, big stretch, everyone. Here we are, big stretch. Here we go. Orla, Jesus. God, open a window. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. God.
That's what happens when you loosen things too
That's
much.
That's what it is. Yeah, downward facing dog. Mm. Oh. Oh, my God. What did you eat?
Oh, you're so funny.
You had a high protein diet.
Oh, my God. I can taste that. I can taste that, Orla.
I came here for a break. You're so mean.
The gang's all here. I'm having a great time. How are you? I haven't seen you in ages, Orla.
Oh, since Friday.
Was it Friday that last time we were talking to you there?
Yeah.
Did you have a nice weekend?
It was grand, yeah.
Did you get up to anything nice? Did you do anything fun and exciting?
Spend some time with the family.
I saw a funny thing on Instagram, actually, about, you know, the way people, when they ask you after, on a Monday, or, you know, when they see you after the weekend, they say, did you have a nice weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's that Whitney Houston song now? I have nothing, nothing. Is it called I Have Nothing?
Yeah.
Probably.
Jesus Christ. Ray Foley, radio broadcaster. I've been working around the world of music. I've been working in the music industry for a long time. Is it called?
Are you available?
That's the one from Showgirls, isn't it?
Is it called I Have Nothing?
Of course it is. Yeah.
Man, I'm good at this. I am good at this. Lads, what's the song? You know, it's like Whitney Houston, because I have nothing, nothing. Right, it's I Have Nothing. Please hold, hang on. Hang on, is there?
I don't really need to look
very much further. Stop the lights. Come on. Wasn't she amazing though? I've seen some videos of her recently as well. She was at, like, I know the expression here is, away from me. There's some like the expression. Wait, sorry.
Sorry, let me edit it. Sorry. Sorry, please.
Right, okay, so... like I was going to say, the expression effortless is just used too much, but you see her at times. Like, there was one thing where she was doing this duet with Luther Vandross. This is the video I saw the other night I was telling you about. And genuinely, it was, she was just knocking it out without thinking about it.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. She was amazing. She really was amazing. Anyway, the clip I was telling you about,
mm-hmm.
when you're this can be used on a Friday afternoon in work if someone says to you, are you up to anything nice for the weekend? Or on a Monday when you come back from the weekend and someone says to you, did you do anything for the weekend? And you just go,
nothing.
And that's exactly what I do on my weekends. That's my life. 0874-100-102. Text, WhatsApp, Slows and Howies. We want your voice notes. We'll do the roll call after Daniel Bedingfield. This is Today FM. Daniel Bedingfield, gotta get through this. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon. I was thinking it was Natasha, wasn't it? Yeah, Natasha Bedingfield, sister, but they're a brother and sister. Was there another famous Bedingfield in the Bedingfields?
No.
It was just the pair
just
of them.
Just the two of them.
Just the two of them?
Mm.
I interviewed Natasha Bedingfield years ago. A couple of years ago. She lives in LA now, I think.
Mm.
And she was lovely. That's all.
You're very much like the Whitney Houston of broadcasting. It's just effortless.
It really is effortless. Well, the funny thing, the difference between me, of course, and Whitney Houston, right? She was effortless but supremely talented. Whereas I'm effortless. Let's do a roll call. 0874-100-102. Ray's here. JP's over.
Anshaw.
Orla Ormond.
Anshaw,
lads. It's Delia in Longford. Still eating pancakes for lunch today. Ray, I've packed my bags for a Wednesday radio adventure. Where are we off to? From Killian on show. Killian, look, you stay with us, pal. It's uncharted.
Places unknown. Yeah.
We've no idea where... we don't know where we're going to end up. But we're going to enjoy the journey while we get there. Ray, distinct lack of ash-covered foreheads today. Do you know what, Barry? I saw loads of them today. I saw loads of... and it's funny because it was in Dublin city centre and I wouldn't have expected loads of people to be walking around with ash in their foreheads. I would have thought it would be much more like... What's it loads of different religions? Not multicultural.
Oh, multi-denominational.
Multi-denominational. I would have thought, you know, there would have been lots of different, like, less Catholics. As it turns out...
We're coming down with churches in the city centre.
Well, we've got loads of churches, but not necessarily loads of people going to them.
Yeah.
Or is it maybe a thing where it's like, even though... like, I'm a lapsed Catholic, and I wouldn't be one of those to be going and getting me ashes done just because... I just wouldn't have the time, and I'm not into it. I don't do it, I'm lapsed. But then I would still go to a funeral and sit through a mass, and I go to mass at Christmas. Is it the case then that maybe people are just like, oh, for the tradition of it, they might go and get the ashes today for the day that's in it? Just because it was a thing they did with their granny, and it's like a nice memory, it's a tradition.
I think if you've got ash on your forehead, you're going to stand out, so you're going to notice everyone who has ash on their forehead, and then you're going to start to think, wow, loads of people have got ash on their forehead.
Of the ash songs you'd like to play today, Ash Wednesday,
wow,
what would you like?
Burn, Baby,
Arm. I was just going
to
say that.
I beat you to it.
The two of you. What's the other one we love from Ash? Hang on, please hold. Bear with. Ash. I've got Cash Machine. Is Burn, Baby, Burn anyway? Yeah, definitely.
Please hold.
You don't mind waiting. You're not doing nothing anyway over there. We just wait for the next thing. Won't you just take your time? Oh, the intro of this.
John!
He's not looking.
John, can we play Ash?
John!
Not looking.
John!
No, Ash is looking.
Yeah?
Is that a thumbs up?
We'll do it later.
Because there's loads of options.
He doesn't know what he's giving the thumbs up to. There's Girl from Mars, right?
Oh, of course there is. Yeah, sorry, please hold.
But I'm sitting on a doozy over here.
You don't mind waiting.
Do you remember the time when you were Girl from Mars?
John, it's Irish.
Oh, it's there, the playing cards, and you went
John,
and
said,
great song. What's your doozy?
Kung Fu.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, great song.
Right.
A bit of chop socky action at the
start. Get your votes in 0874 100 102. Again, another brilliant intro. All right then, our number 0874 100 102, text and WhatsApps. For the Ash fans in the audience, for Ash Wednesday, we got to play an Ash song. Come on, lads, we got to. 0874 100 102. Call place and higher powers. This is Today FM. Sometimes I just can't take it. Coldplay, Higher Power, this is Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon. It's Ray Foley for Wednesday.
It is Wednesday, isn't it? Yes, it is.
Wednesday, I'm Ray, there's JP.
Oh, yeah.
Orl Ormond in the house.
Hiya.
Happy Ash Wednesday, all. I tell you what, these lads and lady, they perfected the art of a brilliant rock intro. I don't care what you say. Perfect Ash Wednesday music. It's Ash. I mean, it doesn't get more radio than this, does it, really? Ash Wednesday playing Ash. I mean,
it all just marries up perfectly.
It's a perfect synergy. Yeah. We mentioned Burn Baby Burn.
Oh, come on. Come on.
And it's like literally burning Ash.
Burn Baby Burn, Ash Wednesday. We couldn't. We couldn't have planned this. Even if we ever planned anything. Girl from Mars. I still love you, the girl from Mars. You're rocking the radio this afternoon. JP mentioned Kung Fu. Bit loud. Bit heavy.
Bit too much for a Wednesday afternoon. All right. What would Jesus would have wanted? You know.
Do you know what? You're absolutely right.
Ask the question.
It's worth remembering. And by the way, shame on you. And shame on you as well,
Orla.
Neither of you remembered.
Oh, yeah. She was taking me.
Oh, yeah. There's Oh, Yeah. Do you remember the song by Ash? It'd be a perfect song to play on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was taking me.
I think we just need to go and dig out our Ash playlist. They're all bangers, every single one of them. Thank you for your votes. But I'll try and get one on before 3 o'clock this afternoon. If I'm allowed, I'll play Taylor Swift for you next as well. Roger Sanchez, it's another chance. You're on Today FM, where we play the music you love. Happy Ash Wednesday.
And what better way to celebrate Ash Wednesday than playing some Ash on the radio?
Nice.
John says we sandbagged him on the air. This is John, our music dude. Our music head honcho.
Music guru, yeah.
Music maestro. Our music magician. Our music master. John's like, you're dead to me.
John, come on.
Come on, John, don't be like that.
You know John's a music expert because he's surrounded by vinyl at his desk.
Oh, don't be like that.
Come on, John.
Come on, John. Come on now, John. You know John's into music because he wears his headphones around his neck all the time, even in the toilet.
Proper music fan.
Around his neck.
Yeah.
Come on now, John, come on. So Ash Wednesday, we're like, come on, we got to play an Ash song on Ash Wednesday. Will you let me skim on there?
Could you?
Ash song would you like? We're looking for your text this afternoon.
I still love you, the girl from Mars.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. She was taking me over. Oh yeah.
By the way, this would be an ideal opportunity to mention Today FM Rocks. You can list a back-to-back rock tunes, download the Today FM app, swipe over the little bubbles, swipe over to Today FM Rocks. You got back to back. I presume, John. Come on, John.
John,
come on.
John,
come on now, John. I presume it's all Ash songs on Today FM Rocks today.
Oh, Ed Smith will be on that. You know he's on that.
Ed's going to be all over that. Go check it out if you like your rock tunes. Back to back to back to back rock. Today FM Rocks on the app. So the regular Today FM app, and you can swipe over Today FM Rocks. 0874 100 102. Niall's over there. Hey, Niall.
Lads, stop teasing us with the Ash songs. Play some of them.
Come on now, John. Come on.
They are gold. Haven't heard them on the radio in a long time.
Hey Ray, this is Joshua,
Harry,
Ben
from Selfridge,
and we vote for you to play Ash for Ash Wednesday. Yay, we're holy.
So they voted for Ash for Ash Wednesday, so that makes you holy.
Well, God bless you, lad.
Thanks for all the texts. And turn it up nice and loud for Ash. Nahar August on Vic. This is Today FM. Yeah, new music on Today FM. Lizzo and SZA. Lizza and SZO. Today FM. Playing the music you love. That's called Special. And what a special song it is, too.
It's great, isn't it?
Speaking of special songs, we played Ash Burn Baby Burn earlier on. For Ash Wednesday, we thought we'd play Ash. Yeah. Burn Baby. I mean, it all comes together. It's perfect. It's a perfect synergy of music and calendar. Text 0874 100 102.
Peter's been in touch, right? He says, you guys often make me do that nose exhale half laugh thing.
Oh, I love... Yeah, that's our bread and butter, the nose exhale half laugh.
So not quite a full laugh.
It's kind of... That's... Put that on my gravestone. He made a dozen people once go...
I'm actually laughing now.
My greatest comedic achievement is...
It gets better, though.
All right, what is it?
Peter continues. He says, but that in Amanahar generally made me laugh out loud.
I didn't know if anyone heard it. I was trying to bless myself in Irish. In Amanahar, agus on Vic, agus on Spirit, Niamh, Amen.
Well done.
Thank you very much. I remember. Today FM's Cash Machine total, a final reminder, €40,321.66.
Ray Foley.
That's 40321.66. We are closing those lines in 2 minutes' time. I'm making a cash machine call this afternoon in the next 60 minutes. Britney's next.
At Irish Life Health.
DNC and Cake for the Ocean. This is Today FM where we play the music you love. Good afternoon, it's Wednesday. Ray Foley's my name. JP's with me as well. Whoa. Easy, Bess, easy. Settle down, girl. You grab her there.
Easy.
It's a good girl. Shush.
Easy.
That's it. Good girl.
Calm down.
Shush.
Easy.
Good girl.
Whoa.
Do you have a carrot or a sugar cube? She's a good girl. Beautiful girl.
Look at the shiny coat on that.
She's beautiful, isn't she?
What a beautiful.
Whoa, easy, Bess.
She's a little bit frisky.
Oh.
A little bit skittish.
It's the loud music. She doesn't like the loud music on the radio. Easy, steady on now. Good girl. Whoa.
They say if you breathe into a horse's nostrils, you can help calm it down.
I'm the horse whisperer, so then. Pish, pish. It's the horse story today. This is amazing. This is mind-blowing now. A show jumper from County Monaghan has unveiled a horse which was cloned from the skin cells of a stallion that died a decade ago. This is Pacino 2. Trotting around his paddock, he's just like any other horse. He's also like his original, long dead but still alive, genetically identical Pacino 1.
I've heard of Dolly the sheep, but I'd never heard of a cloned horse.
This is Pacino 2, the horse.
Right.
This is incredible. He's a clone. He's 3 years old and created from the skin cells taken from the original Pacino. Died 10 years ago. Clem McMahon from County Monaghan is the man. He's the owner. He owns Hilton Farm near Clonus.
Hang on a minute.
Come on now. They have a clone in Clonus.
Come on. That's it. You're pushing it, lads.
That is unbelievable. Let me call my horse clone guy.
Okay. Very specific.
Very. Let me call my cloning guy. This is amazing. It's ringing.
Monaghan ringtone.
It's still ringing.
Hello,
Clem.
Yes.
Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you, sir?
Very good, sir. And yourself?
Or should I say, how are you, horse?
Easy,
Bess. Steady on, good girl. Clem, this cloning story is it's we're living in the future.
Yes, it was great to have the opportunity to be able to do it. Yes, it is not the norm, but it was something that we felt we had a chance. We had to, you know, grab the chance we had.
Let's go back. Pacino won, or Pacino was the first horse, right? And very successful, wasn't he?
Yes, incredible. He was part of the winning Aga Khan team in 2012. And like, we were on top of the world. We had the leading 8-year-old horse in the world that year. We were dreaming of doing Olympics, World Championships, all the big shows in the world.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, 5 months later, he got a kidney failure, and he was dead the following February.
Jakers. And what was there? It was just one of those things, was it?
Just one of those things, yeah. We tried everything in our power when he did get sick, but it was very quick. He, from being fully healthy to being gone, was only like 3 weeks.
Wow, that must have been...
So it was a big shock and a massive blow to all of us here, yeah.
So then, so you had remains, or you had the skin cells then. Where did you go and get the... Or how did you start the process of cloning? Where did it happen?
Well, it's we had it delayed for a long time because of means and everything else. But anyway, the opportunity arose there. And in 2019, we with a company in Argentina.
Right.
That was that had been cloning some horses. And we got the job done there. And it is,
So it was 2019. Great. So how old is he? He's four then?
He was born in 2020.
Right, okay.
So he's three. And he's incredible. He's incredible. You should come for a ride on him, Ray.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'd love to. I've got my own over here. Easy now, Bess. Look, she's getting jealous now. See that's this, as soon as you mentioned.
If it's a mare, maybe we could get them together. You know,
arrange some insemination over there. Okay, there's so much I want to ask. JP mentioned Dolly the Sheep, right? And obviously that's the most famous, I suppose the big breakthrough in cloning was Dolly. But Dolly didn't live very long, did she? Or there was kind of, she didn't, it was a bit, you know, everyone was very excited about it, but she didn't live very long. What's the expectations then with Pacino too then, in terms of his longevity or how he's going to get on going forward?
Yeah, thankfully the cloning has come on a lot. Like, Dolly the Sheep could be the best part of, 25, 30 years now.
Jesus,
so it is, it's a long time. So it has improved immensely. And, you know, I would hope that this horse has a full, normal, healthy life.
Am I daft to say, because as a dog owner, I've had a couple of dogs, they've had very different personalities. Do horses have, like, would they have a temperament or a personality or something that you could maybe identify similarly between the two of them?
All horses have a personality. Yeah. There are some better than others, but... This guy, it's just uncanny, the similarities between him and the original.
Really? Because that's what I wanted to... So it's the same... Like, so do they came out the same then?
Yeah, like the original Pacino, he used to have an issue with doorways. He was quite a tall horse.
Yeah,
and he had an issue with doorways,
yeah.
And, you know, and he just wouldn't walk through a door. He'd stop and look, and you'd have to have maybe somebody behind him to encourage him. This guy's exactly the same.
Really?
You let this guy out into his paddock. And as soon as he sees you, he just comes galloping up to you and stops right beside you, just the same, the original Pacino. So, fingers crossed, it does look such a match, yeah.
That's amazing, isn't it? Because, of course, you'd be thinking then, like, if it was to ever happen with humans, would you get exactly the same human? And then, given that it's possible with horses, you can kind of see that they've got the similar personality, similar temperament type. It's absolutely fascinating. So what's the plan then with Pacino too, then? Is he going to be... is he going to be partaking in sport, or what are you using
him for?
The
plan is he's going to be busy breeding from sort of April on this year.
Okay.
And hopefully he has lots of girlfriends coming.
He's got lots of girlfriends. Well, I've got my own Bess. I've got her in the box. We're heading to Clonus.
Good.
Listen, man, thanks so much for taking that. Like I said, we're living in the future. It's unbelievable. Many thanks for taking the call, and tell him I'll see him. Tell Pacino too, I'll see him soon.
I will. And Ray,
yeah,
love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother. Much love, man. Thanks for taking the call. All the best.
Cheers.
Bye 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 bye. Isn't it amazing?
Unbelievable.
Right, Charlie XCX. This is Boom Claps Today FM.
Yup.
Charlie XCX and Boom Clap. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Ray Foley in the afternoon. Good day. We're talking about cloning and Clonus. It's actually the perfect location for a cloning.
It works too well.
Although the cloning happened in Argentina, we've got Pacino being cloned, and there's Pacino 2 now, the show jumping horse.
I wonder if the, does the horse really overact
so
in
what?
Every scene it's in.
Hoo-ah! Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Not really.
Didn't they say that the Godfather 2 was better than the original?
Yeah.
Didn't they say that?
That's true, yeah.
So maybe Pacino 2 is better than the original. Alan said, even though Dolly died young at 6 years, she did breed, and many other cloned sheep from that time did live full lives. From Alan. Thanks for the fun fact, Alan.
It's here for the sheep.
And yeah, we were saying about clones in Clonus. What other towns could have activities? In Wicklow, you could bray and bray.
Oh, you could, yeah.
You could get a donkey and you could bray and bray.
Ray, if you were breeding cattle in Cavan,
yeah,
ultimately you'd be Cavan.
You'd be Cavan in Cavan. Very nice. Any more? 0874. This could turn into a bit now. This would be great. This is takes it to half four. 0874.
That's how big the show is. Yeah.
0874 100102. Towns or counties that would be the ideal locations for certain activities.
I've got dibs on Boyle.
You can boil stuff and boil. You can boil and boil.
And people no doubt are.
Well, ironically, you have to boil and boil. Are the boil water notices still in place in Roscommon? And you could kill Kenny in Kilkenny.
Oh my God, they've killed Kenny. Ray Foley.
All right, you're standing by over €40,000 on the Today FM cash machine. Make the call in just a couple of minutes. We've got Meghan Trainor on the way for you next. Niall Horan's new song is called Heaven and it's very good. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Lovely. I think it's really nice, actually.
Definition of a grower, that one, yep.
I think he's only this tall, actually. But up to here on me, I'd say.
Weird.
And do you know what I'd say? He's like, I think he's got his growing done at this stage. I mean, he's going to stay. He's going to stay boy band size the rest of his life now, I think.
Be good, yeah.
Cheers. Yeah. Awesome. Thanks for that. 0874 100102. We were talking about horse cloning earlier on. And by sheer coincidence, this cloned horse is in Clonus.
I mean, if it was going to happen anywhere, it was going to happen there.
Well, there's cloning in Clonus. We're asking you for your other ideal locations for other verbs, for other activities.
If you're doing a bit of plaster into your ceiling in Cork, you might be coving in Cove.
One could
cove in Cove, right?
Good stuff, real good stuff.
It's not as good as your Niall Horan stuff.
Paddy said you can get a haircut in Trim.
Makes sense.
I'll allow it. What about a crematorium in Ovens? Colin, well done, sir. Wasn't Ovens, though, isn't it actually based on actual ovens? Wasn't that the history of ovens? I remember doing a whole bit on this when I was on Red FM. And I've already forgotten it. And Charlie says you could tie a tie in a tie.
Of course you could.
A tie.
You'd have to say a tie.
You'd have to say it in an accent. So you'd have to tie a tie in a tie. I've got loads of these now. 0874 100102. Al's over there. Alan?
Lads, if you were looking for a town in which you could slaughter roosters,
A town in which you could slaughter roosters?
You could go to Kilcock.
Ah, very good.
Yep.
John is there.
Allegedly, there are no doorbells in one particular town in County Mayo.
In County Mayo, is it? Is it near the airport, John?
You have to knock. Oh yeah, Ray.
What?
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother. And Andrew's there. Andrew?
Lads, Andrew in Cork here. I hear you can get a mean Indian takeaway in Tubbercurry.
Well, you know... No, you'd be... okay, no.
What's the problem with that, Ray?
Andrew, I like... you're nearly there. You're nearly there. So
Picking holes.
The place is called Tubbercurry. Yeah. So you could place a woman's curry in a receptacle.
Okay. You're using tub as a verb now.
So in that case, you would tub her curry.
Ray Foley.
Like I say, you were nearly there. You started it off well. Cheers, Andrew. Thanks for the text. Right, stay here. Today FM.
Bastille, a little bit of Bastille.
Oh, yeah.
I'm playing Bastille and Kylie Minogue coming up as well. Kylie Minogue and Can't Get You Out of My Head. This is an FM where we play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Running and running. The things you can do in towns that are appropriate only for the towns. So, for instance, with the show jumping horse being cloned in Clonus. And I tell you, we've had a cracking hour of radio.
Oh, it's top, top, top.
0874 100102. Martin's over there. Martin.
All right. You can all say a limerick in Limerick.
You could say a limerick in Limerick. Would that be limericking in Limerick? Because I'm a stickler for the rules of this challenge.
It has to be a verb. Is that what
you have
saying?
To limerick in Limerick. Okay. Oh yeah, would that be limerick? You could you? Is the verb to limerick?
He limericked. I don't know.
I think yeah, I think he can limerick in Limerick. I have a couple myself here. You could care and care.
True. Yeah, yeah. You could. As in, you could be a caregiver, or you could just be
you could really care
in something. Yeah,
care is full of people that really care.
Yeah, great one, Ray. Yeah, yeah. Well done.
You could drum Kieran in Leitrim.
Is that not drum Karen?
Well, drum Kieran. It says drum K E E R A N.
Okay.
Drum Kieran. So find a gentleman named Kieran.
Yeah.
And a pair of drumsticks. And Bob's your uncle if you're in County Leitrim this afternoon. 0874 100 102. Breed is. Oh, sorry. I think Breed is there, is she? Hello?
Hi, Ray. There's a place in Clane, a county Kildare, called Clane Teeth.
Hang on. In Clane.
Yeah.
So in Clane in County Kildare. Yeah. There's a place called Clane Teeth. Which is... That's bang on. Who was it that suggested... Wasn't it Andrew earlier on said Tober Curry?
That's Andrew in Cork here. I hear you can get a mean Indian takeaway in Tober Curry.
Well, no, Andrew. You'd take a woman's curry, place it in a receptacle of some kind, a tub, and then you would tub her curry.
Much in the same way you would box up something, you could tub up something.
You'd be tubbing. Angela's there.
I like chips, but I prefer a tub of curry. And actually, there is a fabulous Indian in tub of curry. Bye. Love the show.
It's the perfect location, really. Ray Foley. We've got it sewn up. All right, I'm done on that. Thanks for all the messages. But, like, serious, I've got an actual radio show to do here. Not this lazy text us in on the thing. Bruno Mars on the way.
Showless.
Air today.
I'll be waiting. Kid the Crow and I'll be waiting. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Happy Wednesday. Hump day. Been a little humpy. Eye roll emoji. Hello there. I'm Ray. There's JP.
Hi.
And we're feeling great. Hey, JP.
Hey, Ray.
This Ian Dempsey guy, this Dempsey kid.
The lad on breakfast.
He's really coming. This young pup, this young punk on earlys. Mm. He's doing very well these days, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's doing very well. Sickeningly successful, it has to be said, Ian Dempsey. I think it's like record-breaking listenership figures on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. The figures came out, we were on holidays last week. It was like 200 million...
Okay, hang on.
What?
You might need to remove a couple of zeros, right? But still record-breaking, yeah?
2.5 billion people...
You've gone the other way.
...around the world. 2.5 trillion.
Yeah.
Ian's got 203,000 listeners listening every morning.
Crazy and numbers.
And the thing is with Ian, because I can do it, but the thing with Ian, he won't go on and do a whole... No. Well, hey, look at me, aren't I brilliant? So it's worth saying, the legend... Raking them in, cracking skulls and taking down names. What's the expression?
Taking names and cracking skulls.
Taking names, cracking skulls. He's just unbelievable. He's brilliant. Like his next nearest competitor are like 74,000 behind him.
You can't even call that. They're not competing.
Do you know Ian's competitors are 74,000 behind him?
Yeah.
There are shows that wish they could have that difference.
Yeah.
Just the 74 would be grand.
In fact, if you think about it, it's a little bit cruel of Ian Dempsey to be as good as he
really
is.
He really should
ease up a little.
Tone it down a little bit. Really.
Ease off the throttle there, Ian, yeah?
So, Waffle this morning, there was another winner on Waffle.
Mark and Dunboyne, 5 out of 5.
Why is there never a winner on Waffle when we're on it?
Because I do the clues.
Because you do the stupid... It's always stupid JP clues when we're filling in for Ian.
Now, I think this morning's one was easy.
I haven't heard it. I don't know it.
Well, I want to challenge you.
You know me. I don't listen to the radio.
You're never up at that hour.
So, Waffle this morning. Where was he from?
Mark in Dunboyne.
Mark in Dunboyne. Okay. So I'm thinking Mark, a male winner. I'm thinking it's a male-focused Waffle win. Something like rugby or something, is it? Or
traditionally, it could be considered that, yeah.
Football?
Football, you're correct, Ray.
Oh, am I?
I can't give you any more clues.
Oh, right, okay. So I haven't heard it and I haven't played, so I'm going to try and win Waffle this afternoon.
Today's Waffle topic is
Lionel Messi.
Oh, football.
Correct.
Argentina.
Correct.
World Cup.
Correct. Name a couple of the team's non-nationality.
Real Madrid.
The other
Barcelona.
Spanish. Oh my God. That's
Real Barcelona.
So you just need one more. We got 15 seconds.
Oh,
can
my
he
God.
Do it? Ray, it's a famous team that are known by three letters.
UFC. EMF.
No, think France. Think the capital of France.
JBL.
No, capital of France.
MCD.
All right. They didn't suit you.
Hang on, there's five letters in Paris.
I know. It's a football team based in Paris. They're known by three letters.
You're stupid.
P-S-G.
G.
Well done.
PSG Eindhoven.
Almost. Well, I mean, that was actually better than I thought. That was easy.
I got 4 out of 5.
That was easy. Yeah. You're no Mark in Dunboyne.
Well done, Mark. With his 1,000 euro in Waffle. Turn on Ian Dempsey tomorrow morning.
Everyone else is.
From 6 to 9 a.m. every morning, right here on Today FM. He does Waffle. I'm trying to remember. It was about 7:30?
Yes.
Yeah, about 7:30, your chance to win. And the way it works is, he's got a topic. Match the five things in the sheet. You win a grand. Ian Dempsey right here on Today FM.
Oh!
Now here's three letters for you. PSG Eindhoven. An unbelievable. This is Today FM. Katy Perry and Firework. Today FM, we play the music you love. Hey, thanks for enduring and indulging us the last 2.5 hours. We just got confirmation of some great news actually this afternoon. We can exclusively reveal Matt Cooper is on the way next. Yes, that is just a huge relief. A huge relief to the listening audience this afternoon. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show. We didn't get to do Baby Euro Firework. Where Baby Spikes, Emma Bunton says she's endorsing her own range of fireworks. In Baby, You're a Firework. We didn't get to do Attack of the Clonus, where we revealed that the next Star Wars movie is due to be filmed in Clonus in County Monaghan in Attack of the Clonus. Carrick McCross raging that they missed out. And we didn't get to do Barlow Weather, where Gary Barlow tells us he's getting into the weather forecasting business. He wants to become the new Carlo Weather. Watch out, Alan O'Reilly. It's Barlow Weather. Tomorrow from 2. Have a lovely evening.
When life gets put on pause.